Good morning, it's Tuesday, November 9th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Early morning showers will turn to daytime rain, with a high of 50 degrees. Evening showers will lessen as the night goes on, with an overnight low of 43 degrees. A man wanted for investigation of a murder in Pierce County is in police custody after his arrest in Southwest Washington. Cowlitz County deputies arrested the 48-year-old Sunday in Castle Rock. While responding to a report about a residential burglary in progress, they tracked the suspect to a nearby home, and said they found him with items believed to be from the crime. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department got a warrant for the man tied to a murder from July 24, though his murder is still unknown. Pierce County Sheriff spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said the medical examiner hasn't identified the victim yet. The state is releasing data showing how many public school employees are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Numbers from the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction show that nearly 90% of the state's K-12 workforce is fully vaccinated. In Pierce County, all public school districts have an employee vaccination rate above at least 72%. The data also shows school districts on the western, more urban end of Pierce tend to have higher vaccination rates than districts on the more rural, eastern end. Out of the county's 15 public school districts, 7 show employee vaccination rates above 89%. Which is the state average. Those districts include the county's largest school district, Tacoma, in addition to Clover Park, Peninsula, University Place, Fife, Steilacoom, and Deeringer. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department said during a board meeting that, so far this year, 1 Eatonville school and 1 Bethel school moved to remote learning due to outbreaks. 21 outbreaks with 134 cases occurred in K-12 schools as of October 28. As many as 100 people are out of their homes after flames ripped through an apartment complex in Auburn. This happened Sunday night at the building located on 8th Street Northeast appeared to cause significant damage. Crews from Valley Regional Fire Authority, South King Fire and Rescue, and several other fire departments responded to the 3-alarm fire. Firefighters got reports that someone was possibly trapped inside, but a search didn't turn up anything. The Red Cross is assisting displaced residents, and investigators are working to determine the cause of the fire. The Tacoma Housing Authority is opening its waiting list for low-income housing next week, but only for large households. We're talking 9 or 10 people. The last time THO opened the list was 2019. The nonprofit says it's only taking applications from households of 9 or 10 people for now because there's no room for smaller households on the list. Executive Director April Black said THO anticipates openings at its larger units over the next 2 years. These units can accommodate large households, which struggle to find affordable housing. The application process is open at 8 a.m. Monday, November 15, until 5 p.m. Friday, December 3. A lottery will select about 50 households for the list, and THO will start notifying applicants if they're selected starting December 20. For more information or questions, visit tacomahousing.org. A Washington educator is earning national recognition for her creativity in teaching. Amy Reed Ferguson is a kindergarten teacher at Pope Elementary School. In October, she and 10 people from across the country were recognized as PBS Kids Early Learning Champions. She is also the only Washington State recipient. Reed Ferguson will be a part of a 2-year cohort where she will participate in, quote, a collection of community building, leadership and professional development activities. Reed Ferguson said she likes to incorporate fun activities in her classroom while learning about her students and their families. She creates learning plans based on her students' interests, and said maintaining their curiosity is her top priority. Russell Wilson is back. His quote, absolutely amazed doctor cleared the Seahawks quarterback to play Sunday at Green Bay. This comes a month after Wilson underwent finger surgery. His LA-based surgeon issued a statement through the Seahawks that read in part, quote, although this was uncharted territory, I have never in my career seen such a severe injury to the throwing hand of an NFL quarterback. I have also never encountered a player so committed to his post-operative therapy and with so much conviction to return to the same, if not better, level of performance as he had pre-injury. End quote. Wilson missed 3 games with a torn tendon and dislocation of the middle finger on his right hand. It ended his streak of 165 consecutive games played to begin his career, dating to his first game as a rookie in 2012. It was the 6th longest streak in league history. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!